Gonna have to call the dream police on this guy to be sure. Let's go to lovely England, where the wife of the sleep-talking man is standing by, Karen Slavik-Leonard. Good morning, Karen.
Hi, good morning, Johnny.
Good afternoon to you, where you are. Take us back to about a year ago when you started this blog. Okay. Tell us what your husband is like, just in normal walking around everyday stuff.
Actually, I'm really glad you asked that, because he's absolutely nothing like he is in his sleep.
Okay.
And in fact, Adam has actually started referring to Sleep Talking Man in the third person.
Oh, no. So he's separating himself.
He really does. It's really strange. So Adam is an absolutely delightful, humble, sensitive guy. You know, he does your little average bit of casual swearing. But Sleep Talking Man is like this, you know, insulting,
yeah,
cutting, extremely random, and really sort of egomaniacal entity. And so it's so shocking. The things he comes out with are so shocking to me.
Yeah.
Because they're just so at odds with Adam's character.
And a lot of things he comes up with are so strange. I mean, is he a really creative guy? I mean, does he have an overactive imagination just on a day-to-day basis, or just when he's asleep?
No, I think Adam's really creative, and I think he described himself as a frustrated creative. Like, he never quite ended up in a career where he was exactly creative, but
okay,
he's always been in a creative field. But I definitely think he's creative, and he makes the most brilliant birthday cakes for his children. But,
okay,
yeah, I mean, he is, but I think compared to the things he comes out with in his sleep, like, you know, Adam is he's a witty guy, you know, he's a funny guy, but he's not hilarious in the way. I mean, if he was asked in his waking life to come up with,
right,
the things that he says in his sleep on a regular basis, I think he'd struggle.
Sure.
Well, give us a little update as to what last night was like.
So last night he said something which includes what now has to be my favorite single word that Sleep Talking Man has ever said. He said, I'm going to unleash my badger on your ass. Badger-tastic.
Badger-tastic. And did he...
Badger-tastic.
I picture him shouting it like a superhero. What does he sound like when he's talking in his sleep?
So actually, he sounds a little bit... Usually, it's very clear, but it's just a little bit drugged. Like, he has,
okay,
this kind of lilt to his voice. But it's never difficult to understand him. It's always, like, crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny, because when he listens to the recordings, because now I record him just to take the pressure off myself of
right,
popping open the computer, I think it's quite strange for him to hear his voice, and especially to hear his voice saying these things that he has absolutely no connection to, no conscious connection to, no dreams that he remembers, just no recollection of having said any of these things. The first few times he listened to the recordings, I think it was a little bit disturbing for him, but now he's just so used to it that we just laugh hilariously every morning.
So has he always done this? I mean, do his parents say when he was a kid he talked in his sleep, or is this something new?
It's funny you ask, because I have a different answer for that today than I would have given you yesterday.
Okay.
So up until yesterday, I would have said that no one has ever told Adam that he talked in his sleep before. So not his parents, no, you know, long-term partners. I mean, Adam was married in the past. His ex-wife never reported him talking in his sleep. It happens to be that just yesterday, he got an email from a friend who is also an ex-girlfriend from university,
okay,
who said, you know, by the way, actually, you talked in your sleep in university. So we have a totally different answer to this than we used to. So we have this one little bit of evidence that he ever did it in the past. But otherwise, as far as we know, this just kind of started last February, and then it got to be more and more, and now he's just a chatterbox.
Yeah. Does it wake you up? I mean, is that what's been going on?
Yes. It always wakes me
so
up.
The
reason I know that it always wakes me up is that I have this recorder, and for the first few weeks I had the recorder, I would listen through the files every morning. And what I finally figured out is I'm just not missing anything. You know, if it got recorded, I was awake to hear it.
Okay.
So it actually does wake me up every single time.
Do you want to kick him? Because that's what I do with my husband when he starts snoring. I'm just like, stop it. I'm trying to sleep.
No, I love it. I just find it hilarious every single time. The good news is that it happens in little bursts, and it usually only happens one little burst or occasionally two a night.
Okay.
So if you look at the blog, maybe it looks like, you know, maybe there's some day that he's said six things and you think he's just chattering through the night. But actually, what's more likely, those six things probably happened in a five-minute period.
Yeah.
So it's just like he'll start going and then he'll just, you know, go from one thing to another. Often they seem completely unrelated. Occasionally there's some theme, but usually I just can't understand how he's getting from one thing to the other. And then it, you know, ends.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier about how not Adam, but how Sleep Talking Man becomes almost egomaniacal. Here's a gem that I love. I'd rather peel off my skin and bathe my weeping raw flesh in a bath of vinegar than spend any time with you.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
but that's
so that
just my opinion. Don't take it personally.
A slightly different category. that's like the horrific cutting insult
just
category.
Abusive. Okay.
Wow.
Of which there are a number of examples. I think a good one of like the weird egomaniac thing is something like when he said, "I can't believe in God when I'm this good."
Oh, that's great!
You've started putting some of these on T-shirts now that people are buying them.
Yeah, well, the funny thing about the T-shirts is that I actually only created this blog about 2 months ago. I mean, for a very long time, between February and then, I just kept a little written log on my computer for myself and our friends, just to share them. And then about 2 months ago, I just put them up on a blog, not really with any intention of it going public, just sort of like as another way to amuse myself and our friends, just a different way to share it.
Right.
And about a week and a half ago, our whole world changed.
Wow.
We woke up one morning and suddenly, our biggest day up until Thursday, a week and a half ago, or almost 2 weeks ago, our biggest day had been 459 people, which we thought was a great day. We were so excited. Wow, where are these 459 people? And then we woke up the next morning, and overnight there had been 28,000 people, and then by the end of that day there had been nearly a quarter of a million.
Wow.
Yeah, this site's just been lighting fire all over the internet.
This was never the plan. It never dawned on us that anything like this would happen.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and order one of those God T-shirts.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Yes, T-shirts.
Yes.
That's what led me to say what I was saying. So the T-shirts we had started to put together before any of that happened. And again, it was more just for like friends, and we just thought it would be a funny thing. We never thought we'd really make money from it. And then suddenly this happened, and we were like, oh my God, we better make sure we get those T-shirts out.
Right.
Sure. Take advantage while you can.
Yeah. I have a new favorite, and I want everyone in Springfield to try to say this at some point today. I haven't put on weight. Your eyes are fat. That's
that
great.
That is actually the second best-selling T-shirt.
Oh, that's amazing.
The website to see all this and keep up to date with Adam's late-night antics, Sleep Talkin' Man, there's no G there, sleeptalkinman.blogspot.com.
Have you thought about having him do like a sleep study or something?
A lot of people are asking us that, and I think Adam is feeling pretty against it. I think he feels a little funny about being hooked up to lots of electrodes and being studied. Also, we get so much enjoyment out of it, and we think it's really healthy for him. Like, Adam has always been, in the last year and a half, we actually had a lot of really significant trials that we had to go through and deal with. And Adam has always been so even-keeled, and he deals with things so well. He's so balanced. And we've come to believe that it's actually because he gets all of his anxiety and frustration out in his sleep.
Hmm.
And I think we feel like we don't want to do anything that might mess around with what's going on.
Okay. Sure.
So during the day, he's kind of pent up then. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, or during the day, he can be really like relaxed and even keeled because the night before, he sort of got all of his weird stuff out of his system.
Telling people their eyes are fat. It's crazy.
Because if I found myself waking up in the middle of the night and suddenly blurting out, if I wanted to see a long nose and big ass, I'd look at a horse. I think I would probably contact a doctor.
And I want you to know he was not talking to me.
No, I didn't think that you were involved. You know, but he does say some things that sound pretty sexually charged. Do you ever go, all right, what the hell was going on when you said that?
You know, it never, we've been asked, you know, have I thought about whether he'd, you know, reveal something in his sleep. We're so close and we're so open and communicative that it's never dawned on me that there'd ever be anything that he'd say in his sleep that I didn't already know. Anyway, so I don't worry about that.
Yeah, and don't misunderstand. I wasn't implying that maybe he's having a secret life or anything. But just these sudden, very sexually charged, these very almost belligerent, chauvinistic comments that he'll make. And as a woman sleeping next to me, you're going to go, what in the hell was that all about?
I usually just start laughing and have to clamp my hand over my face.
Does he get a good night's sleep? I mean, does he wake up and feel rested?
He can sleep. When he decides to go to bed and put his head down and go to sleep, he can fall asleep almost instantly.
Yeah.
He gets a great night's sleep.
Okay, because we've all had those nights where you're dreaming something and you're fitful and restless and everything, and I would think if someone is just talking this much that would be an issue, but apparently not.
Well, also it seems like he mostly talks in the very very early morning hours, so maybe from now that this has happened and we keep ending up sort of in a situation where maybe we're in interviews where there's also a sleep specialist, and what we've learned is that apparently you don't talk when you're dreaming. You're dreaming is when you're in REM sleep and you're actually paralyzed. You can't talk. Supposedly, you know, when you talk is when you're in that sort of middle between your deepest sleep and waking.
I see.
And so it might just be that he's already naturally in that middle place that we all go through. It's just he kind of happens to talk through it.
Well, your website is promising some audio clips soon, and I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be great as well. It's sleeptalkingman.blogspot.com, and it's finding its way all over the internet in the last handful of days. Karen, thanks so much for being with us. And if you feel some night that you need to go spend the night in a hotel, that's fine too.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you on. Thank you.